Tell me something. Did you ever go for a long walk on a peaceful summer day? Now, that might sound like a leading question, because a lot of people do that, don't they? But I got a reason, maybe an alternative reason for asking that. So I use that for my lead-in on today's sermon. You're gone for a long walk on a peaceful, tranquil summer day. Wow. Strange, but I'm doing this message in the middle of a mighty cold winter day. I mean, away out in the country, you know, not through town, where it's noisy, but way out in the country. That's where it's peaceful, those old back country roads, away from the noise and the clamor of everyday living. And you end up at a place where the silence is almost deafening. Now, you've heard that term. The silence was deafening, as opposed to the noise is deafening. But sometimes it's so silent, you can't hear anything that would stir your senses. You know what I mean? You've been there. Some of you have been there, right? Almost deafening, isn't it? Okay. Now, as we pursue the scriptures in our King James Bible, well, we will see that the silence plays a major role when God is trying to get our attention. Did you know that? When God is trying to get our attention, the silence plays a major role. For example, in the book of Job, in your King James Bible, the book of Job, chapter 4, the response of Eliphaz in answer to the speech of Job, that's Job 4, verses 10 to 17. I think I'll read those because I think they're ultra important and I want to draw your attention to them. Now, you can follow along with me. That's Job 4, 10 to 17. Or you can just bend your ear and listen carefully. Okay, here we go. Job 4, 10 to 17. And the roaring of the lion and the voice of the fierce lion and the teeth of the young lions are broken. The old lion perisheth for lack of prey, and the stout lion's whelps are scattered abroad. Verse 12. Now, a thing was secretly brought to me, says Job, and mine ear received a little thereof, in thoughts from the visions of the night, when deep sleep falleth on men. Fear came upon me, and trembling, which made all my bones to shake. Then a spirit passed before my face. The hair of my flesh stood up. It stood still, but I could not discern the form thereof, an image before mine eyes. There was silence, and I heard a voice saying, shall mortal man be more just than God? Shall a man be more pure than his Maker? Wow. I'd say, if I was Job and the hair was standing up on my neck, you get the message, right? Yeah. I think that applies to all of us, doesn't it? Now, if we look at verse 13, where it says, when deep sleep falleth on me. Verse 14, fear came upon me, and trembling. He was shaking, wasn't he? Which made all my bones to shake. There he was. He was shaking, all right. All his bones were shaking. Can't you see that? He'd be just a trembling all over. Even his toenails would be trembling. He adds that the hair of his flesh stood up. An image was before his eyes. It doesn't tell what kind of image it was. He says, there was silence, and I heard a voice saying, in verse 17, shall mortal man be more just than God? Shall a man be more than his maker? The reference, of course, is to God. God Almighty, right? Yeah. You know, the title I've given to my message today, well, I've called it, Beware When God Is Silent. Beware when God is silent. Let's have a short prayer before we get into the meat of the message, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, I ask, Lord, that you would give me utterance. That, Lord, that you would give me good speech, and that the hearer of the word today will listen carefully, Lord, and that the words that are said, that they'll find lodging in needy hearts, Lord. Please give me utterance, Lord, and when all is said and done, may you be lifted up. May Jesus Christ be glorified in his holy and precious name, I pray. Amen, amen. I say unto you, people, beware when God is silent. For as the crest of a mighty wave, sin shall encompass you in your folly. Never take God for granted. He's always on the watch. Always. Do you recall that after a hot summer day, which seems to be a long way off, after a hot summer day, how that the sky, you know, you look at the sky and it seems to go from a pink to a darker, dark, right? Beware, for God is about to speak. You believe that? Oh, yeah. Beware, for God is about to speak. Beware. Forget not the Lord, I tell you. Forget not the Lord. The Lord is trying to tell you something. Awaken your senses. Forget not the Lord. Over in Matthew 7:15, we're giving a dire warning about the age we're living in. Beware of false prophets which come to you in what? Sheep's clothing. You knew that, didn't you? But, there's a big but here. But inwardly, they are what? Ravening wolves. You ever meet anybody like that? Oh, when they're coming to you and they want something, say, you know, oh, I want to borrow this, or, oh, I got to tell this person something. Oh, they come to you in sheep's clothing because they want something in return. But inwardly, the scripture says, they are as ravening wolves. Matthew also says in verse 20 and 21, not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter in to the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. That's plain enough, isn't it? Now, over in Matthew chapter 10, still another dire warning. Matthew 10, verse 17. We read, "But beware of men, for they shall deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in your synagogues." Wow, that's a dire warning, is it not? "They'll deliver you up to the councils, and they will scourge you in your synagogue." Wow. Now, if we turn to Luke, the book of Luke, we are warned about this big, long word nobody seems to like too much. It's called covetousness. Covetousness. Some people say covetousness, but I can't say covetousness, so I say covetousness. And I can't say that too well either, can I? Anyway, you get the picture. Chapter 20, verses 46 and 47. Listen carefully. "Beware of the scribes, which desire to walk in long robes and love greetings in the markets and the high seats in the synagogues and the chief rooms at feasts." When it's dinner time, they like the chief rooms, right? Gotcha. "Which devour," these are the same scribes, "which devour widows' houses." Doesn't mean that they eat the house now, but they take them, right? "Devour widows' houses because the man is not there to pay for them anymore," right? "And for a show, make long prayers." Well, Word of God in Luke says, the same shall receive greater damnation. Greater. See, God loves widows. Oh, yes. You know, He has a great deal of compassion for them. And in Philippians, we're told to beware of, guess what? It barks. Urf, urf. Yeah, you got it. You got it. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of concision. Concision. Let's go over to Colossians and 2 Peter. Now, there are many warnings given in the Bible, warnings that should not be taken lightly, even as men do and still continue to do today. If you tend to forego God's warnings, oh, let me tell you this, you have a great risk. Great risk indeed. Tell me, would you place your hand on a hot stove? Stupid question, isn't it? Well, I like asking stupid questions once in a while because sometimes you get stupid answers. Okay, you know I'm only kidding. Now, would you place your hand on a hot stove? Yes or no? Okay, good enough. Hands down. As a child, we must sometimes learn the hard and painful truth, the hard and painful way, the way I did. You see what I'm getting at here? When a father sets his child on a tree branch and tells the child not to worry, "If you fall, don't worry, I'll catch you. If you fall, I'll catch you." The child falls at the precise moment you are burdened with a sneeze. From that day forth, beware. The child will always find cause to doubt or trust in you. That's true. I mean, they still love you. And overall, I trust you, but certain things they won't. Like walking on that weak branch, saying, "I'll catch you." You get the picture, right? A friend tells you the best place to buy a used car is where, down at the wreckers. Yeah, down at the wreckers. Good place to buy a used car. You barely get it home when the axle breaks. There's no refund. You and your friend, unfortunately, are not friends anymore. I wonder why. The Lord tells you, and it tells us, actually, in Hebrews 13:5, for He has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Now, this isn't your best friend. This is not your dad, your mom, your sister or brother. This is what the Lord says. I, that's Him, will never leave nor forsake thee. But you failed to read the first part of the verse, haven't you? What's that say? Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with things that ye have. Okay? Now, the borders of God's chosen people are like dunes of sand in the wind. But God has made them walls to wail against, for His mercy shall enforce them. Yes, sir. You who are the enemy, well, you know this. God's chosen multitudes are for His reckoning only. For His reckoning only. Beware. Beware when God is silent. He speaks the loudest when He's silent. For then shall His wrath be kindled. Then shall His wrath be kindled. And so it is with all the mighty nations of the world. Beware when you stir the anger of a holy and righteous God. Isn't there a lot of that going on today? Oh, people denying Christ left and right, and new religions coming into lands where those religions are causing a great deal of trouble. And oh, people are leaving their old faith and turning to it. Oh, did I give names? Oh. People, I tell you now, unless you have repented and believed in the gospel of Jesus Christ, His banner over you will say, beware. God will not be mocked. That's the bottom line. My friends, time is fast running out. We know not when our Savior shall return for His saints. It shall be when we least expect it, we are told that much. For no man knoweth the hour or the day. Beware, people. Beware now more than ever, because the time draweth closer. Every day, the return of the Lord is a day closer. Now, if you haven't given your life over to Jesus Christ, you know what? During the rapture, I'm talking about, when He comes to take His saints up, if you are not ready, then you will go into great tribulation. And you will believe a lie. That's the lie of the Antichrist, of course. A lie that will send you straight to hell. Straight to hell. Now, if you don't know what hell is the place of fire and brimstone, where the worm, or the mind, that's the worm, dieth not. Dieth not. Hell is not a temporary place of torment. It's eternal. Forever. It's eternal. None of God's children will suffer a lingering torment there. Not if you're one of God's children. Is God going back on His word? Oh, no, 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 no. Heaven forbid. God doesn't go back on His word. And some people seem to think God changes His mind. Oh, I made a mistake back there. Yeah, okay, then I'll take you in. Sure, I know you've been a good boy. My fault. Sorry about that. That's not God. Oh, no. Don't be fooled by the antics of the devil. Is God going back on His word? Heaven forbid. Looks like you forgot to read all the small print. Beware. Beware when God is silent. Beware when God is silent, for the day will come when He exhales like a mighty gushing wind and the tumults of His breath, even as a roaring wind will spew forth His anger upon an evil and perishing world. Beware when God is silent. Too long has the enemy of God's people brought chaos to the land. Too long. Over in Psalm 83, Asaph writes, "Keep not thy silence, O God. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O God. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they hate thee, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people, and consulted against the hidden ones. They have said, Come, and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel be no more in remembrance." Oh, woe unto them. Is not this very assault on God's people continuing today, even as I speak? Is it not? Oh, Israel has always been at the end of someone's either badly spoken joke or badly caring attitude. Always. You see, Israel is God's chosen people, in case you didn't know that. I'm sure you do. It's an assault, a perfect assault on God's people continuing even as I speak right now. As I speak right now, the land of Israel is on constant alert, for the nations of the world consult together with one consent. They are confederate against thee. Beware, people. Now is the time of salvation. Now, believe this. You do not want to hear these words. Beware. God looks upon your heart. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Beware of the leaven. Beware that thou forget not the Lord. Beware of false prophets. And there's a lot of them out there today, starting with Joel Osteen and going right down the list. And more joining every day. Let me close. I'm not closing exactly that quickly, but let me use this before closing my message off today. You know, God has given us His Word, His Holy Word, from His Holy Book, and has appointed pastors, evangelists, and even people like me, maybe you, from the bottom of the heap, me, that all, capital letters, all, shall go into the world and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. You might say, but I'm not a preacher. I can't preach. You know what? If you're telling somebody how to get to heaven, you know what you're doing? Huh? Do you know what you're doing? You're preaching God's word, right? That's what you're doing. All you got to do is witness to somebody, give them the gospel. That God so loved the world that He gave His only, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. You're a preacher, whether you know it or not. Praise the Lord. When I say beware when God is silent, it doesn't mean that He's taking a nap somewhere. No. No, sir. No, madam, no. It only means that He stepped back into the shadows, so to speak, to allow His saints to spread their wings over the land. For the harvest, my friends, the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. The harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Now, if you're not saved, you know what? You're a part of that harvest. You're a part of that harvest. The question remains, are you ready to step forth and meet the Savior? Are you ready to step forth and to meet the Savior? I'm glad you tuned in today to hear this important message. It says, beware when God is silent. Beware when God is silent. Now, you can't hear silence, can you? But don't be silent. Don't you be silent. Okay? Spread the word. Spread the gospel news. You'll be glad you did someday. Love you. In Jesus' name. Amen.